haunting sounds of a 1961 hit by a lady named Janie Grant. I'm Ronnie Allen, and I'm pleased to let you know Janie Grant is on the phone with me right now. I hope. Janie, are you there?
I'm here, Ronnie Allen, and so nice to talk to you again tonight.
How did you actually write that song? Was it based on a personal experience?
Yeah, the song was based on a little romance that I had probably when I was about 15, and my friend and the boy I was dating, and I think both of us liked the same boy, and it did wind up in a triangle romance, but it wasn't as dire a circumstance as maybe the song sounded. And we all remained friends, so that was a good thing.
So which one had the broken heart?
I think we all three of us did.
How did you get your big break?
Well, you know, I was just so fortunate. Someone heard me sing in high school, and Ron Soriano was a classmate of mine, and he knew Jerry Granahan, and one night Jerry was at his house. Ron Soriano called me up and asked me to come over, and I sang some songs, and the next thing I know, a few days later or a week later, I don't remember exactly, and I went into New York City, and Hutch Davey listened to me, and I came home with a recording contract in my hand, and that was it. I think it was January 17th. Gee, today is the 17th, too. Is that momentous? But January 17th, 1961, I recorded Triangle.
You were not Janie Grant initially. You were born Rosemarie Casilli.
I'm still not Janie Grant, am I, Ronnie?
Oh, well, listen, you're Janie Grant for the next half hour.
No, I wasn't Janie Grant when I made the record, but by the time the record was pressed that night, they kind of picked out a name. I think I looked like a Janie to them, you know, and that was it.
Who's they? Was it Jerry Granahan that said, "You're Janie Grant"?
I think pretty much Jerry Granahan had the biggest say-so in my career, that's for sure. How they settled upon the name, I don't know, but I think it's ironic that it was G.G., Jerry Granahan, and then it was J.G., Grant.
Jerry actually recorded at least one or two sides under the name of Jerry Grant, so I was wondering if that...
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that, but I mean, I'm certain, you know, things came into play that night.
You recorded a song called Triangle, and pretty soon everybody in the country heard it. It is one of the most fondly remembered oldies.
Well, it's really been a joy in my later years to realize that that song impacted some people's lives. And I think the best part about being Janie Grant is having come to know some of those people just since you did the radio interview with me, Ronnie.
And that was, let's see, close to 6 years ago. Let's listen to the song right now that made you a star. This is Janie Grant and Triangle.
Come.
Janie Grant and Triangle. And Janie, I have a question. The beginning of that record, the I'm not going to try to sing it, but was that something that was in the original song, or was this something that maybe the producer came up with?
Actually, it wasn't part of the song Triangle when I wrote it, and when I sang some of my songs for Hutch Davy, and he had asked me if I had any melodies that I hadn't written words to, and I came out with that particular uh-oh and the melody. He just kind of stopped, and he said, do me a favor and sing that uh-oh and then go into that song Triangle that you wrote, and that's how it came about. And I think, you know, Hutch Davy, he had already, of course, I didn't know it at the time, but he had already recorded Linda Scott with I've Told Every Little Star, that started with dum-da-dum, and I think just like something just clicked, and he says, well, gee, maybe I'll go with another gimmick.
Yeah.
And as it turned out, that's what it was. We did the uh-ohs.
Well, if you have a winning formula, the motto is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So use the same formula. Why not? Did you know Linda Scott?
We did do a tour. 62, we did a tour that headlined Little Eva and Linda and myself. And, gee, I don't remember the fourth
That's
person.
Okay.
I just can't remember the other person.
You wrote the song Triangle, and it wasn't that common for girl singers to write their own material. It was the exception rather than the rule. And not only did you write Triangle, but you wrote the follow-up song, which was called Romeo. Again, my question, was this based on a true story?
Yes, absolutely was based on a true story. And as a matter of fact, Romeo and the Flipside Roller Coaster were written about the same boy. So he doesn't know it. To this day, I don't think I ever mentioned it. It wasn't even someone that I had a real-life romance with. He was just someone I had met, and I just sat down and wrote these two songs.
He's going to know it now, because everybody in the world...
I'm not going to mention his name, though.
No, but everybody in the world is going to hear this, so he might be able to figure it out.
You never know.
This was the follow-up to Triangle. This is Janie Grant and Romeo.
Romeo.
Did you perform Triangle and Romeo on shows like American Bandstand?
Yes, definitely did the both songs on Bandstand and on Clay Cole's show and just all the various TV shows around the country.
We're going to say a shout-out to Clay Cole, who I believe is listening to this show. And let's do a few more shout-outs. Let's say thank you to people who have really appreciated you. First of all, let me mention Don Larson, gentleman who has a website called www.timeoutofmind.com. That's TimeOutOfMind.com. It was Don Larson who introduced me to you through his website. He heard about your song, and he wrote something on his website. You wrote him back. I saw it. I said, I want to get in touch with Janie, and the rest is history. Visit that website, and you'll find out the entire story of how I ended up interviewing Janie Grant. I'll let you say the hello to Ron Henselman. What can you tell me about Ron?
You know, I have to get back a bit. And Don Morrison, I owe so much to Don. And he's such a special person in my life. I have made some really great friends through Don Morrison. And I've got Ron Hanselman, who provided a lot of the recordings to you, Ron.
Right.
Another special person. And Wes Smith.
Oh, yes, Wes.
Who's a dear buddy. I communicated with another gentleman, a Jim Kamich from Connecticut. Another great person, Danny Burden from Virginia. I think the best part about being Janie Grant is getting to know these people in these last years. I don't even think of them as my Janie Grant friends. I think of them as my personal friends, and they've been there for me through some good times and some tough times in these past few years. I really am very lucky to have met them.
By the way, it almost sounds like you're playing the part of Janie Grant, and you actually are Janie Grant, but you don't feel like Janie Grant sometimes.
Well, Ron, you've gotten to know me very well.
Yes.
Sometimes I can talk about Janie Grant, and sometimes I'm like, who? What?
Yeah.
But that doesn't diminish the fact that I so sincerely appreciate people that have talked to me about my songs. It just makes me feel so great and so worthwhile, like I accomplished something. They're all very respectful of me, and they know I'm Rosemary, and they're just really special.
I'm going to play a song right now called That Greasy Kid Stuff. This was based on the Brill Cream commercial, I bet. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
And I guess the lyrics kind of speak for themselves. The impersonations were some of the musicians.
Yeah, I think there were studio people there, and they just had their little parts and just jumped right in and did them.
No, I'm not using that greasy kid stuff anymore. I never use that greasy kid stuff, but you know that, Janie Grant, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, people are starting to use greasy kid stuff again. Did you notice that?
Is
with the little gel in the hair?
It's coming back into style.
Absolutely. Maybe Janie Grant will come back into style.
Oh, gee. Do you want that to happen, though? Do you want to be Janie Grant again?
Maybe. Maybe I do a lot of things different and really enjoy her a lot more.
I mean, am I inspiring you tonight?
Maybe inspire is too strong a word, but it's fun. It's fun to be Janie Grant once in a while.
We want to mention that the background singers on That Greasy Kid Stuff and Romeo happen to be none other than the Angels.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking about the original Angels, Linda Jankowski and Jigs Albit and Barbara Albit. Did I get the names right there?
Yes, you did. I'm very impressed.
It always pays to write things down. Yes.
Knowing the Angels, they're probably still out there performing, too.
I think that they still are.
I would not be surprised at all.
In some form. We're going to move to a song which is a contrast. We heard three kind of up-tempo songs. I mean, Triangle was kind of medium-tempo. Romeo was up-tempo a little bit. And Greasy Kid Stuff was up-tempo. We got a ballad, one of my favorites, called Oh My Love. This was actually the flip side of Oh Johnny, which I may include on the archive file. You know, we archive these shows on www.jerseygirlsing.com and include bonus tracks right after the show and probably include Oh Johnny on there. But right now we're going to play Oh My Love. What can you tell me about Oh My Love? A nice, slow ballad.
I used to like that song. That was a good flip side. I think half of the time I liked my flip sides better than the A side. Of course, we all think we're great ballad singers, but I have to admit that listening to myself, I sound about 13 years old. But I do love the song.
Angels were also doing the backup on that record, is that
correct?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
They did a lot of work for you.
They sure did.
Hope they got paid big bucks.
And they went on to really big success after that.
Yes, something called... Well, they had had success prior to that. Now, they had Till,
and they had Cry Baby Cry.
Cry Baby Cry, and eventually, of course, the number one hit, My Boyfriend's Back.
Huge hit, My Boyfriend's Back.
Yep, and You're Going to Be in Trouble. Hey, Lottie Lott. Good talk about the countryside of Janie Grant. Did you ever think of becoming a country singer?
I don't think I thought of it then, but I think I definitely had a foot in the door with country. I think things I wrote sounded very country, and things I liked sounded country. And I probably am definitely more of a country girl than I am of a city girl. That's for sure. Probably suits my personality more.
This particular song we're going to play, Two is Company, Three's a Crowd, my personal view of this song is that it sounds a little bit like Roses Are Red, more, I guess, in the concept of the song than the actual melody. Is that a good way to put it?
I actually think we recorded this right after Roses Are Red came out and was a huge hit. Two is Company and Three's a Crowd got a lot of airplay around Connecticut. As I recall, I think I was in my senior year of high school and did a Christmas tour, and, you know, I got asked a lot to sing Two is Company, Three's a Crowd.
Two is Company and Three's a Crowd.
Some time ago
best friend too, I don't know you now, don't cry now.
Two is company, three's a crowd. I'm not sure if it has and in the title. Do you remember? Does it have and? Is it two is company and three is a crowd? I'm not sure what the title is.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea. Now you're going to make me go run and look at the record.
Does it really matter? Why does
no,
Ronnie,
I don't think so.
That's right. So why does Ronnie bring things up like this?
Two is company and three is a crowd. I'm sure it has the and in there.
Okay. Janie, you said your dog is snoring?
Yeah, he's used to mommy going to bed early, somewhere between 9 and 9:30, and wherever I go, he has to follow me. So in order to be quiet and be able to talk to you, I came upstairs, and of course he followed me, and he's lying at the foot of the bed. And Chow Chow dogs are notorious for snoring, and he's no exception.
So he's...
So I don't know if you're picking that up, but he is snoring.
we're not picking that up. That's not really the dog, folks. That was just me. No, I have a consciousness about dogs because when I had Jimmy Rogers on, when I opened up the mic and the ladies and gentlemen, here's Jimmy Rogers, we heard...
barking.
We heard his dogs.
I wonder if people who are musically inclined or theatrical, we all seem to have a lot of animals in bed. So I think that goes with our creative nature, love of animals.
Yeah.
Look at Doris Day. I mean, these totally... got into taking care of the animals. If I had a lot of money, I know there's a lot of, like I said, other causes in the world, but I am truly an animal lover, and they can't stand up for themselves. Maybe that's what it is, and so we'll tend to try and help them.
Janie, I did an interview with you back on December 6th, 2001. The interview is on Don Larson's website, so people can actually hear that interview. And every single month, I get at least one or two emails from a person who I've never heard of before, who is a Janie Grant fan somewhere in the world. Your music just touched more people than you know.
That is just so flattering. And yes, like I said, I've gotten some really special contacts for people, and I was just so shocked that Triangle impacted their lives so. You know, like Don Larson. If it wasn't for Don Larson, Janie Grant would have been forgotten many, many years ago. But Don Larson kind of brought me out of the woodwork a little bit. And, of course, Ronnie Allen brought me out of the woodwork a little bit more by putting me on the radio. And
I did twist your arm a little bit. I hope it's
just
not
a little bit.
I hope it's not hurting.
No.
My heart, your heart. This one got a lot of attention in the United Kingdom.
Sure did.
What's the story with that? How did that happen? And when did
I had no idea, and I didn't find out until after our last radio interview that it was coming up on the internet. My Heart, Your Heart, UK. So I was pretty shocked. And
it was on Cameo Parkway.
It was on Cameo Parkway, yes. And I just communicated with a person in the company where I work, a pharmaceutical company, and she lives in the UK, and I happened to mention something that I sang, and she asked me what name I sang under. I told her Janie Grant, and she rattled off seven of my songs, and I just sat there totally flabbergasted, and she was shocked, and I was shocked, and kind of laughed about it. So here we are, both working for the same pharmaceutical company, and she's familiar with my songs and my records and in the UK. She actually just totally floored me when she rattled off Triangle, Romeo, Unhappy Birthday, Peggy Got Engaged. I was like, oh my goodness. And, of course, finally, My Heart, Your Heart.
I want to say from the bottom of my heart, Janie, thanks so much for doing this interview with me.
You're welcome, Ronnie, and I hope to talk to you in another 5 years.
Don't try to tell me that. You told me that before, and every time you say you're leaving, you never get past the door. Cause my heart, for that I have found a new love, but you must know.
Well, that's our show. Now a couple of bonus tracks. This song was written by Jeff Barry, and it's called Unhappy Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Here's our second bonus track by Janie. This one is Oh Johnny.